Rav Chana bar Bizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasida. My dictate, what does the Pesach say? Chaya Pesach in Tchaya. Chaya Mar Hashem Tzavokos. Say in Orevi, the fast of the fourth. But say in Hachamisha, the fast of the fifth. But say in Hashvi of the seventh month. But say in Hashiri of the tenth month. Yiyu lebeis Yehuda, Mitzshem Shabi lebeis Yehuda, Lesosna leSimcha. Shabi for Sosna leSimcha. Chos Asira. First the Pesach says these days, this month, these days of the month, is going to be a fast day. Then it says, V'koralu sasim simcha, that's going to be a happiness, you'll be happy then. What is it? So it says like this, V'zman shiyeh shalom yiyu sasim simcha. Well, you're shalom by Klai Yisroel, and Echlami, then the attack will be a sasim simcha, and Rashi says then attack is the opposite. It's lesser the hesped of a tainus. You're now at a fast and you can't even say hesped then. These days, Rami should be like a yomtif. If they're shalom. And Rashi says, Shein yadav t'kechovim t'kifah Yisroel. When the Goyim are not ruling over the Yidden, then we don't have to fast. Right, Ma'ashen came this year. So, are the Ein Shalom when there's no peace, when Klai Yisrael doesn't have peace? Then same, then we have to fast. And Amar Apop Hachikama. This is what it means to say that this man Sheyeh Shalom Yil Asos LaSimcha. When there's peace by Klai Yisrael, then for sure you don't have to fast, then it's L'Simch L'Sosim. Ma'ashenke Yesh Gzeirah Samalchus Tzayim. When it's very bad times, when the Malchus makes Gzeirah, then you have to fast. Rashi says, Choyvul Asanis Ben. Then there's a Choyv to fast when the Goyish King makes Gzeirah degrees against Klai Yisrael. What about Ein Gzeirah Samalchus? Let's say there's no degree from the Goyim, from the King. There's no Gzeirah Samalchus. But Hu Adin V'Yein Sholim, there's no peace either, like this man is there. Then he holds, Rotsu Nisanin, Rotsu Ein Nisanin. It's up to you. If you want to, you can fast. If you want to, you don't have to fast. That's what he holds. So Drashi, Rechivan, Rishusu, Le Matrachin, and Shluchim Alayu. Since it's only Rishus now to fast on Yud Zayin Batamas, and on our servant Tavis, therefore we don't send out Shluchim. It's Rishus, if you want to, yeah, if you don't want to not, it's not that important, we don't send out Shluchim. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Tisha B'av Nami, the Chur, the same thing should apply to Tisha B'av also. It should only be a reshus, like this man is there, that we don't have the goyim that are making degrees upon us, but we don't have shalom either. So the tishvav should be the same madreg, it should be a mitzvah if you want, it should be a reshus. If you want to fast, if you don't want to not. And the Chur, we know not like that, we know that tishvav you have to fast.
Yeah. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
So the main answer is that tishvav is different. Omer Rav Papa Shani Tisha B'Av Hoya V'Huch B'Lo Boi Tzoros. Since a lot of bad things happen to Klai Yisrael one after another, Tisha B'Av you always have to fast. It's a choyf to fast. Unless it's Mamash HaSol, unless Mamash Yisholim. The Yom Amar, the Tisha B'Av Chorer Bayis HaRishon, the first Bessimish was destroyed. Or the Shni and the second one was destroyed. In the same day, the Nukah the Beisah, they conquered Beisah, the Ir Beisah. The Nechah Shair and the Mamash plowed down the city. But since so many tzoros happened to Klai Yisrael on Tisha B'Av, therefore Tisha B'Av there's a choyf to fast. Now Tanya, for the koponim, the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say Shluchim go out on Tamuz and Atevus, because those two tiny sisters are shus. If you want to fast, if not, not. The Maisa B'Zman is there with Kavei Reminig. Klai Yisrael is Mekav upon the Sub Reminig, now the Minig is to fast on Yud Zayin B'Tamuz and on B'Tevus. Tanya, Om Rav Shimon. Abod Devorim Hoy Rav Kiva Derish, Rav Kiva Dashin is Tzukim one way, Vani Ena Derish Kamoisu. I don't agree with him. I don't Dashin the same way. Now, what are these four things? The Pesach says, Tzoyim Ravi. So Rav Kiva said, what's the Pshat Tzoyim Ravi? Zeh Tisa V'Tamas. It means the ninth day of Tamas. What's the ninth day of Tamas? Sheboy Huf Koir. That's the time that they knocked down the city. Right? The Goyim first start to come into Yerushalayim, Huf Koir. Shenem the Pesach says, "B'tisha la'chodesh, v'yechaza karov v'yir, lo'yhoya lechem lom oritz." They didn't have any bread for their people to eat. V'atiboka ir, and they cracked down the city. So the kasha is, "Amai kol le'rivi?" Why is it called same revi? What does the fourth month have to do with Tammuz? The Torah says, "Revi lechadoshim." Now we know Nisan is the beginning of Rosh Chodesh for Chadoshim. So the fourth month from Nisan is Tammuz. That's what it's called, Tzayim Revi, the fourth fasting, the fourth month, means Tisha B'Tamas. Yeah. Right, then. Plus it says then, Tzayim HaChemishi. So the Kiva says, what does it mean, the fifth month? Zeh Tisha B'Av. The fifth month Av, again, it's Av from Nisan, the fifth month is Tisha B'Av.
Sheboy Nisra Beislakenu. That's the day that they burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Yamai Kolei Chamishi, what's that for the fifth month? Chamish Lechadoshim. Av is the fifth month after Nisan. Soim HaShvi, what does Soim HaShvi, the seventh month means? Zekim of Tishrei. That's Sum Gedalia, the third day of Tishrei. Sheboy Nera Gedalia Ben Achikim. Omi Hargo, who killed him? Yishmah Ben Nisanya, Hargo. The Lamech will come to teach us Sheskula Misosan Shotadikim Kisretas Beis Lakenu. The reason why we convey a tain is the same way when they built burnt the Beis Hamikdash, we fast. The same way when the tzaddik was killed, also we fast. That's why there's a tainus of Sum Gedalia. Now, if Yomai call a Shvi, how come the pasuk calls it the fast of the seventh month? Again, it means Shvi Lechadoshim. It's the seventh month from Nisan, the seventh month starting from Nisan. Soim HaSivu, then it says the tenth month. Ze Aser B'Tavis. That's Aser B'Tavis. Sheboi Somach Melech Bovel Yushalayim. Now, even though this happened first, same was theory that Melech Bovel went to Yerushalayim, this happened first of everything. Still, it's called less than the Pasuk, because it goes both of the orders of the month. What happened in the 10th month in Tevis, that happens in Asar B'Tevis, that Melech Bovel conquered Yerushalayim, Shenema, Vidvar Hashem Eli, Bashona Chias, Bachodesh Asiri, Be'esta Lachodesh, the 10th day of Tammuz, Lema Benodom, Ksov Luchor, Eshem Hayim, Esetzim Hayim Azir. Write down, this day was Somach Melech Bovel on Yerushalayim. This was the day that Melech Bovel first came to make a siege around Yerushalayim. Now, the Yomai Korle Asiri, why is it called the Asiri Tzayim Asiri? Because Asiri Lechadoshim. It's the 10th one of the month. Tevis is the 10th month after Nisan. That's what's called the 10th. Now, this is the way of the Kiva Dashim. Now, who's this? Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says like this, V'alloi hoyu royu zeh lukos avishin. Or as even the Kibbutz explained himself. Really, this last same wasiri that Melech Bovel conquered Yerushalayim should have been written first, because that happened first. V'lo manichtav kan, why is it written last? K'dei lahastir chadoshim k'tikunim. Because the Pasuk wants to say each month, one after another, which day we fast. So first it says Revi, Chamishi, Shvi, then it says Asiri. That's the way the Kibbutz dashes this Pasukim. Now, Rav Shimon says, "Vani enu ei mekein." I don't say like him. Elo, I dash in the post like this. Same wasiri ze chamisha b'tevis. The first person that says same wasiri, not the first, the last person. That the last person says same wasiri, it doesn't mean aser b'tevis, because that happened way at the beginning, but rather means something happened all the way at the end. Same wasiri means ze chamisha b'tevis. That's the fifth day of tevis. What happened then? At the last thing happened, Sheboy Bo Shemua Legoyla, Shehuk Seir, after the Chubin of the Bayis, or the end of the year, first the Chamisha B'Tevis, the Shemua, a messenger came to tell them, to the Golos, to the people outside Yerushalayim, what happened to Yerushalayim? Shehuk Seir, that the year was burnt up. Shenema, the Pesach says, Vehi B'Shtei Esra Shana. It happened 12th year of the Asiri, in the 10th month, Bechamishu Lachodesh, the fifth day of Tevis, Legolusenu, Bo Alay Apolit, that a Shliach, a messenger came, Yerushalayim from Yerushalayim, Lema telling us, Hutzir, that Yerushalayim was burnt down, V'Osu Yom Shmua Ki Yom Sreifa. And they are mistaken in this day when they told over what happened, as if was almost burnt down today. So therefore, they will convey a tainus on Hay, the Tevis. So Rabbi Shimon says, the near and the Vora and the I like what I'm saying better than what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Shani Yaimar Rishon Rishon. I'm saying what happened first happened. Now the first psukim were good. The only pasuk was Shved is last pasuk. If you say it's going on Asar B'Tavis, that happened first on Melech Bovel came. Therefore I say it doesn't mean Asar B'Tavis, but it means a new tainus of Hey the Thomas, Hey Tavis that happened last. The Alachon Achon happened last. Ruayim Rabbi Kiva says no. Arishon Achon Alachon Rishon. What happened first? Let's what happened last first. Elishu Meiner said the Chadashim, because he wants to count the months. Even though Melech Bovel came first, still it counts at last, because that happened in the 10th month. That's the last month of the year, or the last of the Cheshbon year, or the 10th is the last one of the of 4, 5, and 7. Vani, but the Bishrim saying Meiner said the Peronis. I don't go boss to the Seder of the months, but I go boss to rather the Seder exactly what happened here. And what happened last was Hey B'Tavis. That's what happened last. Itma, Rav Rabbi Chanina, Amr, they both say, Botla Megillus Tainus.
It's Bato Megillah Tainus. Megillah Tainus, a special Megillah, special like a Sefer was written that which days is like also the fast. There are certain days Chacham will kavei like a Simcha, a Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to fast those days and you can't say a Spei Demida. That's called Megillah Tainus. He says with Manazet Bato. Those days, if you want to, you're allowed to fast. There's no Din Megillah Tainus anymore. Rashi says, "Vatla Megillah Tainus, Yomim Tovim Shakov Chachamim." There were special days that Chachamim made for Yom Tov. Ayidei Nisim Shurim Bem, because things unless happen, the Yosrim Batainus Chachamim say not to fast that day. The Yeshmen, some of them after Hesped, he can't even make it say Hesped. The custom Megillah, the special Megillah, these halachas. Only Elin Yomim these days, Lelatanus Bon, you can't fast. Achshav Shechorav Habayis, that was before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, while we had the Beis Hamikdash. But now after the Churban Habayis, Batlo, it's Batlo those Yom Tovim. O Motorim the Hesped of Atayinus. Now you're allowed to fast and not have a Hesped. That's the way Rav and Rabbi Chanina holds. Batlo Atayinus Megillah Atayinus. Rabbi Yechonez Rabbi Shurim Medlaka Shamri, Loi Batlo Megillah Atayinus. No, those days you're still not allowed to fast. They still have the mitzvah, the Inyonim of Megillah Atayinus. Rav, Rabbi Chanina Amri, Batlo Megillah Atayinus. They are this Batlo. Hochi Koma, this is what it means to say. That this man, Shiye Shalom, Yilasos Simcha. When we have the Beis Hamikdash and this Simcha, then these days you're not allowed to fast. Or the Ein Shalom after the Churban Abayit time, then you're allowed to fast. Oh, no, this is going to forget on these 5 days here, forget. On the Ikka days of the Tainus. Of Tzayim Huravi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShvi, that one person calls the Sos Simcha, and one person calls the Tzayim. So he said that this man, we had the Beis Hamikdash, it was a Simcha. But now after the Beis Hamikdash, it came into a Tainus. So they say, Bahanech Nami, the things that it says in Megillah Tainus is the same thing, that now, well, after the Churban Abayis, it was changed over from Shalom to Tsar, so now we're allowed to fast on those days. Like it's both the Megillah Tainus. Just like on these 4 days that was a Yom Tov, now it's a Tainus, the same thing, the days that it says in the Megillah Tainus, even at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you were not allowed to fast, not allowed to say Hesped, now you're allowed to say Hesped, you're allowed to fast. Bahanech Nami Kiyan. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yamri, Loi Bottle Megillah Tainus. No, it wasn't Bottle. These are special days like Hanukkah, the special days that you're still not allowed to fast. Of a Hanukkah, the Talinu Rachamon, the Vinyi Beis Hamikdash. The first Pasuk says, Tzayim HaChemishi, Tzayim HaShvi, Tzayim HaSiri. Here's a Pasuk that's told in the Beis Hamikdash. So we dash him, this man, we have the Beis Hamikdash, this Shalom, you don't have to fast, it's a Yom Tov. This man, there's no Beis Hamikdash, you have to the Churban Abayis, then there's Minyas to fast, then you are allowed to fast. Aval Hanukh, Mashenkin, these days like Hanukkah, Purim, that it says in Megillah Tainus, Kerekaimekaimi, those days do not have to do with the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore it still says, even now after the Churban Abayis, those days you're not allowed to fast. When it says in Megillah Tainus, you're not allowed to fast. So Masiv Rav Kana. Rav Kana asked for Kasha on the Man Yom that said it was bottle. That Maisid once happened, the Gozer of Tainus to Hanukkah Balud. And Lord, the Chom there made a Tainus on Hanukkah. The Yorad Rabbi Lezer Baruchat. Rabbi Lezer didn't like it. And he said there's no tainus. He washed. He washed himself. He would know an Ikra didn't tainus. Now to wash himself, he was Rochat. Rabbi Yeshua the Tzipah. Yeshua went down and took a haircut. He would know on a regular tainus. Now to take a haircut, he took a haircut. The Yomulim and Rabbi Kano and Rabbi Lezer told, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua told them, Tzuv Isanu Amashe Sisim. Like you did an Avera by fasting on Hanukkah. And you should know afterwards now you're going to have to fast again. For forgiveness for what you did on Hanukkah, you weren't allowed to fast then. So what do you see? You see that Megillah Tainus is not Vatal. Hanukkah is one of the days that says that Megillah Tainus is not allowed to fast. So you see, even now after the Churban, the Beis Hamikdash, it's still Nageya, that Megillah, that you're not allowed to fast. And therefore they said the people that fasted on Hanukkah did an Aveira, and they're going to have to fast again later for Kapara for what they did. So you see the Megillah is still Nageya. Some Rav Yosef answers no cash on them. Shani Hanukkah Dika Mitzvah. Hey, Hanukkah is different. Since it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, not to fast, and mitzvah Hanukkah, that's why you're not allowed to fast. What do you mean? That's no mitzvah, that's no Megillah Tainus. These are days that there are mitzvahs not to fast, as a mitzvah that's Simcha. So you're telling me now it's Bottom, so the Rabbanan have a right to Mavato the whole mitzvah Hanukkah, and mainly you're allowed to fast then. So what are you telling me? If Yod and Megillah Tainus is Bottle, so Hanukkah should also be Bottle. Like, can you at least not to fast? You should be much of the fast if you want. So he answered, El Omer Rav Yosef, Shani Hanukkah, Hanukkah is different. The Mephasim Anitza, since there's a big person on S, Rashi says, Kvar hu golui, everybody knows about him, l'chol yisrael, ayde shenor goboi ha-mitzvahs, everybody knows the mitzvah of Chanukah, to light the candles, light the menorahs, ve'achziku bo k'shal Torah, and klai yisrael keep it like a Torah, v'lo yinochen levatloi. Therefore, it's a svarah not to take it away. Now, Chanukah is a special Yom Tov. Everybody knows it, everybody keeps it for Yom Tov, Simchom, therefore this day Chanukah takes also to fast. But the other days of Megillah's Tainus could be then, as man is there, you are allowed to fast on it. Moisiv Ravacha Barhuna. He has a cast like this. Vitlasa Vitishrei, in the third day of Tishrei, Vitina Sadrachta Mishdora. The Rabbanu will Mavati, you don't have to write Hashem's name in the Shtar. It was soon seen. What happened was like this. She Gozru Malchus Yovin Gzeir Vishlola Haski Hashem Shemai Malpiyam. First the Melech Yovin made Gzeir Vakla Yisrael can't mention Hashem's name. When Malchus Chashmonoi won over the Yevonim, Hezkilu the Meir Takono, Shiyu Maskir in Shem Shemayim, that Klai Yisrael is allowed to mention Hashem's name. And Afilu B'shtoris, even in the Shtar, they used to write down Hashem's name. The Kachol, because this is the way they used to write down in the Shtar. Vishnas, Kach, Lekach, Leyechon, and Kohen Gadol. Lekel El Yoin. They wrote down Hashem's name. This is the 20th year of the Kohen Gadol, Yechonin, Lekel El Yoin. They used to write Hashem's name down in the Shtar. Now, but Dover the Chum heard what's going on. Amru, they said, what's a shtar, a check? That you owe me money. So tomorrow the person's going to pay up the money. And what are you going to do with this check now, the shtar? You're going to rip it up and throw it away? You throw away the shtar in the garbage. Or bitlum. Abashba. So Hashem's name is going to be lying in the garbage. It's not nice. Therefore, bitlum. They made a bitl said, don't write Hashem's name down the shtar anymore. And this day they made a yomtif. Now, the sakodaitach, botla megillas tainis, if you want to tell me yes to the Churban Abayis, it's botla the megillas tainis, of a zoikomaisa botla. The first yom tov the Rabbanim made was botla. Achmanaisa maisifin. So what kind of svar is this that after the Churban Abayis, the Rabbanim made another yomtif? Like you were telling me now, the yom tov they had before was botla, that now you were all out of fast after the Churban Abayis, because we have Soros now, we're out of fast. Saka Nechom came and made a new Yom Tov not to say that you're not out of fast. Like, what's going on here? So, where is the Rechonam? Yechol Ma'askinim is Masha Betzim Tishkayim. There's last that we say the third day, Sum Gedalia, that we have a fraternity after the Churban Abayis. But before, Bizman, the Betzim Tish was Saka Yom Tov. And at that day, Saka, there were Kaveh Yom Tov to say that you're not out of fast. So, it's no serum. Bizman, they had the Betzim Tish Abad, there was no Gay and Megillah of Tainis. How will solve it after the Churban Abayis? Now we have so much Soros, you're allowed to fast on those days also. But the Gemara, the tape is laid heavily.